Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 60. Today is Saturday, March 24th, 2017. Or in my land, it's my mum's birthday because it's Sunday, March 26th. Yay! Happy birthday, Mom!
Yay!
Anyway, I'm your host, Lita, and that one who's drinking his beer and nodding kind of is Stone. Hey, y'all.
Sup.
Sup. Okay. All right.
I don't know.
How are you doing? Rabble, rabble. You're supposed to say rabble, rabble.
Rabble, rabble.
Thank you. Okay. And joining us today,
wow,
again, because we love having her back,
hi,
is Rogue Slayer.
She just keeps showing up on the doorstep.
Yay! And we keep letting her in. Yay!
Hello.
Hello, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. Again, we always appreciate it. And we can't wait to hear what adventures that you've been up to with your challenges this week. So,
So just get into it.
Let's just do it. Tell us what's going on. Jump in.
All right.
Both feet and all your hands and toes and stuff.
I have to say, a few weeks ago, must have been just after the last time I was on, Blizzard tweeted about, hey, don't forget, you can restore one character every 30 days that you've deleted. And I'm like, I had a toon that was in Grizzly Hills. It was my highest iron ever. And she died. Remember the rune giant teased at her and she died?
Yes.
So I restored her. Now, for those of you who can't see the camera feed, I'm getting out some video aids. These are my boxing gloves, Stone. I need you to stop making fun of Iron Capper. That's me.
Is she the one?
Yes,
where
she's had 12 deaths, okay? But she's my first toon I've ever, ever gotten that far, like into the up and out in Northrend, and she's over in Pandaria. She's like in the mid 90s now. And
oh my gosh!
And I'm out there and I'm having fun, and every week it's Stone going, oh well. And then there's Iron Capper, but she died like a lot, so I don't know.
You know, I only realized Iron Capper was you last week. It did not click until something. I think you must have logged on to your toon, and I'm like, oh, good morning, Rogue Slayer's on, and I've gone, Iron Capper. Where do I know that name from? And I've gone, oh my god, Iron Capper's back. Oh my gosh, sorry.
Yes, she has 12 deaths. But I must say, she still has only 12 deaths.
Yes.
Even though she had 12 deaths on last week's episode. Yes. She's gone up several levels, and she's only had 12 deaths. But yeah, I'm having a great time because I'm doing content I haven't done in, like, years. I've been doing my errands, and I die, and then I delete it, and then I start over again. Yeah. So I brought her back, and she had nothing. She did have the clothes on her back. I didn't like, make her naked before I deleted her. But she had no gold. She had no bags. I sent all the gold over to one of my regular toons, and she was stuck in the little lodge in Grizzly Hills, and she couldn't even get a flight to Dalaran. Like she had nothing, so she had to get on her mount and fly her way over to Dalaran. And I was like, oh, she's back! This is so fun. So I went to Dalaran, took a portal to Stormwind because it was Love in the Air. That's when this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So did the Love in the Air quest, got her some XP, got her a little bit of gold, you know. And then I was like, okay, all right. She got a little excited early on, and that's why she died in Grizzly Hills at 73. So I'm gonna go back to Outlands. And look for some green quests.
Okay.
No, nothing was green for her. I couldn't find any quests. Either I had done quests or they were just too far down. They were like grayed out. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go back to Borean Tundra. So I backed and I quested around Borean Tundra. And then I was at 75 before I returned to the scene of her demise in Grizzly Hills.
Right. Yeah.
And this did much better that time. And I got an awesome white rifle, the Aldor Guardian rifle at the Westfall Brigade encampment out in the eastern part of Grizzly Hills. It was like +10 over my bow that she had from the merchant. And I did the quest that killed me before at 76, but I did it. And then, okay, now I'm going to continue on. Now I'm into the area that I hadn't done on an iron. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately died twice up in Grizzly Hills, up at the Iron Forge dwarfs up on the hill. You have to go in.
Yes.
And you have to go. You have to wear the big suit, and you have to go in and go down to the basement and kill the thing. And I killed it, but then I had a little trouble getting out. I died twice trying to get out.
Oh, no.
but it did okay. Then I got out. I was like, okay, chill out. I went to Sholazar Basin. So at 81, I had done everything I could in Sholazar Basin. So I went to Hyjal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, this is really fun for me. This is like a scout with tracking, you know, like I'm doing this stuff, but I'm actually on a board and I have a standard that I can set to. Like if I get another tin tune up here with fewer deaths, I'll take off Iron Capper, you know, but for now she's out there. So over in Hyjal, I was doing the early quests and that was fine. And then I got up to that one where you have to go take down Baron Geddon. You have to get so many shots on him and he turns you into a bomb. And I'm like, I don't like that. I'm trying to be, you know, adult about this. I don't think I want to do that one. You can't get any more quests if you don't do him. Whoa, that didn't sound very good. But so I went and I blew up Baron Geddon and I survived. I made it.
Oh, good.
And I worked my way through, all through. I did take a, I noticed that at a certain level, I could actually just portal. I guess it must have been 85. I could take the portal to Pandaria. So I'm like, I didn't have to do anything. I used portal. Well, when you go through the portal, you come out in the village, whichever faction you are. And then someone comes up, Iron Capper, you should be on the ship. Here, click this and go to the ship. And I was like, no, I don't want to go to the ship. So I portaled back to where I was coming from, Stormwind, because she's Alliance. But I thought, that's how bloodthirsties get to Pandaria. They just wait to their level and they take the portal and then ignore the little guy and just go off. So anyway, off I am, Pandaria, my place I'd wanted to be for so long with the challenge team. I didn't go there till 90. And I was like, I have to get some flight points and I want to get over to Eternal Vale so I can get flight, you know, so I can buy my flight. By this point, I've actually gotten up enough gold, you know, I've racked up. And so I'm riding on the ground all through Jade Forest and the Valley of the Four Winds. And I rode up the stairs and I took the boat to Binan Village. And then I went to get the flight back to Four Winds so that I could ride over to the Half Hill. And when I clicked on the flight master, I'm like, I can get a flight to the Vale. What? I haven't been on in so long. I guess now they just give you a flight to the flight point to the Vale. Maybe you have to get to a certain spot to link to it. I don't know. But at any point I did. So I went and I gave her like almost every piece of gold I had and I got flight and life was so good. So I was checking out some of the forums because again, haven't challenged in Pandaria. And people were saying, be careful of the Half Hill dailies. Some of them can be a little dangerous. And it's been so long, I'd forgotten the pain of those stupid varmint critters over in the garden. And they killed me. And they killed me again.
Oh, no.
Really?
But the second one was really weird because it killed me while I was trying to collect the little crunchy carrots, partially chewed carrots. Yes. And one of the big elites that runs around the middle ring, he came over and bang and killed me. Oh. But I had been adjusting something or whatever. I hit my escape key just as my you are dead thing came up. And it took the "you are dead," you know, go to graveyard or, you know, whatever. And it took that off the screen. So I was stuck face down in the mud of the Heartland. And I couldn't move. I couldn't get away. I tried reloading. I'm still face planted with no options. So I finally, after sitting going, huh, what do I do now? It wouldn't let me hearth and, you know, go home or anything. You're dead. Anything I try to do, you're dead. I'm like, well, then give me the dead button, you know? And I finally, I had to log out, log back in. When I logged back in, I was able to then, you know, release spirit and it was all good. But I was just like, no, it can't end like this. Because you know what's going to happen? If I put in a ticket, then the person's going to look at it and say, oh, this poor person, she's out in Panieri with only grays and whites. And I'm going to find myself with a full set of purples or something, you know?
They're going to be generous and be like,
that's what happened to Listen.
While you're at it.
Yeah, Listen had to put in a ticket in, he's questing in Fashir, and he put in a bug about one of the quests, and they helped him out with some green gear.
I remember that. And they were like, but I really didn't look that. So I'm going along, and I'm learning the zen of the challenge tune. That's what Iron Capper is doing for me. I'm grooving through. I'm doing dailies and then I'm doing quests. I'm trying to keep it green. Yep. I'm trying to do all the quests in the zone before I move on to the next one. And I was out in the dailies out by the serpent spine. You have to go out and you have to go shoot down the mantids and throw boiling oil. It's a little cruel, but whatever, you know, boiling oil. They told me to do it, so I did it. And there's one you have to kill 20 of the trainees. And then there's the one, it's the, I call it the ring of pushing and shoving. It's another daily, right? It's right there. There's another ring of trainees. They're kind of down the lower level. And you have to survive like so many seconds in there, like 30 seconds or 60 seconds without dying and not getting pushed out of the ring. And they're like, and before I could even run away, it was like, you are dead. So now I know I'm not going to do the that particular half hail daily. At least until later on, and I'm never ever going to go into the ring of pushing and shoving. I'm not going to go down into the depths over in Grizzly Hills at that fortress. So I'm learning things. So my next one won't have 12 deaths.
Okay. Nice.
So that's why Iron Capper is there, because she's just having fun. And, you know, if I looked at my other tunes, I'm sure they'd have like, you know, 7,000 deaths by this point in a regular tune. But I did hear you speaking a while ago about making your list of tunes from March to the end of the year. So, of course, I had to jump on this bandwagon and I went right over to Google Docs and I have this spreadsheet. I don't have a list. I have a spreadsheet and it has name, race, class, challenge level, when they died, if they died. Did I make them tin? What's their tin level? How many tin deaths do they have? And when were they deleted if they were deleted?
Oh my gosh, Rogue Slayer, you need to send that to Stone and I. That's the list. There it is. That sounds awesome.
They're color-coded. I have semi-color-coded. I have my tins are purple and my ones that I've deleted are gray. And then everybody else is white with it, no matter what kind of challenge they are. But yeah, I have 15 tunes listed so far, three of which no longer exist. And I also have kind of a waiting list of my next race class pairings that I'll get to. So that was I've taken this to heart. I'm keeping track of them all.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, guess what? We're booking you in for the end of the year show as well.
Awesome.
We're gonna have everyone on Stone. I can feel it. Okay. Well, it's gonna last be year we had, my list.
Last year, the end of the year was everybody was on, right? Well, not everybody, but we had lots of people on, right?
Yeah.
The whole world.
I think we'll be doing. We're gonna do the same thing. Everyone can come on, and we're just gonna call it my list.
Sure.
And everyone can tell us what their list is. It would be awesome.
My list. Sure. So in other tin news, then, you know, it's 30 days before I can restore another tune. And, you know, Iron Capper is Alliance. She was my highest one I'd ever had. So I wanted to with the 30 days to go over so I could see what I have on the horde side, see how high I can have one then. So it's like tick-tock, restore clock, you know, waiting for this thing to count down. Got to the point that I was like, you must wait 5 hours before you can restore. 13 wow. minutes before you can restore.
Wow.
And I was like, you can restore! Yay! So I went over and I had Iron Palavix, who is a Blood Elf Paladin. She was level 60. When she died, apparently during Hallow's End, because she had the Hallow's End quests and she had stuff going on. Cool thing was, you know, she also had no money. But when she died, she had a quest that was ready for turn-in. Yeah. So I flew over and turned it in. She was in Zangarmarsh, and I got 3 gold! 3 gold was to buy flights to places and, you know, maybe buy a little tiny bag from an innkeeper, you know? And so then I'm again following this how to do iron the easy way, you know, without dying. And it said, you know, at first, you know, try to fly high around Northrend. So I'm doing it. I'm flying. I got Hellfire Peninsula exploration. I got Terra Zangarmarsh exploration. I got Terra Carr Forest. I did Shadow Moon Valley while I was there. And then I went up to Blade's Edge. And I was, you know, flying, no problem around Blade's Edge. And then I had to, you know, look at something else. So I just switched. I had her flying up in the air. And I flew back. And I came back. And there was this flying elite making a beeline toward her. And before I could crash. So that's twice that I have died in Outland while hovering in mid-flight. So I really think I've learned my lesson now. I really won't leave people in the air while I go, I don't know, look up movie times or whatever I was doing. And finally, I know I'm going on and on, but finally, you had a mystery last week of Frosty Final. She was out there. You said, oh, she's on the 10 list, but apparently then they deleted her.
Okay.
Well, that was me too. And that was a sad tale of woe. She was my final Frosty Final from the Frozen contest. And she was at level 49 and she was in, Eastern Plaguelands, and she had just taken a flight point back to Light's Hope Chapel after doing something or other. And I guess I've been running around doing stuff there, and I wanted to go to the Flight Master. So I went over to the Flight Master, and I thought I was clicking on the Flight Master, and apparently I clicked on some guard who, hello, is green, and he killed me. He's like, you're bothering me, kid. It was just like, click, bam. And she was lying on the ground. I was like, what? And so I went to the graveyard and I resurrected and I ran her back. I ran back and then I resurrected. And then I followed every guard in that whole area around and tried to pick a fight with them. And I couldn't because they're not enemies. But he killed me. Treason, treachery at Light's Hope Chapel. So then I made her, I'm like, all right, I'll make her 10. But then I was like, you know, she's 49. She already has a death. I think I got a second death on her maybe. And I was like, you know, she doesn't make the cut. I said, I'm not making any more. I'm not converting any to 10 unless they're at least 60 anymore. So that's why I deleted her. I was like, no, she's just taking up space that I could make another questy person on. And that's what I've been doing. I've just been doing challenges and challenges. I've been having so much fun out doing what to me seems like new content because I haven't seen it in so very, very, very long.
That's awesome, Rogue Slayer. I mean, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. You know, that's great.
I've also been playing my regular irons and everybody, and most of them are in their 20s and 30s now from various deaths and starting over. I do have a Worgen iron right now. Managed to survive a Worgen out of Gilneas.
Okay. That's cool. You said that with the restore, can you talk us through what you had to do to restore your character just quickly? Like
super easy. Oh, yeah. It's on your character screen. Just go to the realm of where you have these deleted characters. And in the bottom right, where you have the back option, I think it's delete or back, to the right of that, there's a little arrows, little circle arrow, like undo. And you click on that. And if you're eligible, you haven't done it in 30 days, it brings up your list of every tune you've ever deleted from that realm.
Wow.
I didn't look to see how it handles it, because I sometimes have multiple ones with the same name, but it just had them all. I could have deleted a tune, you know, recovered a tune I deleted 3 years ago. And you click it and boom, she's on the character login screen, and you log her in and she's wherever you left her, with whatever you left her, with whatever quests you left her with, and you go. And then the only thing is, you just have to wait 30 days until you can do it again. It's free. Nice. Yeah. If they had any gold, I think that, actually, I'm not sure if they still have the gold they had, but I never delete them with gold anyway. So
yeah,
but that's it. And they very accurately count down exactly 30 days to the minute. You must wait 13 more minutes. I actually came back on. You must wait one more minute. Click, 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 click.
Okay. And,
that's how you do it.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
We're trying to figure out how it is that you were killed, because, and right now the theory is, did you maybe click on the other Flight Master? Because there's two. Like, there's one that's Horde.
I even tried doing that.
Yeah,
and she didn't kill me.
Because I
she
think,
just, you know, kind of pissed me and said, I just can't help you. Go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just some weird thing, I think. I don't know. I didn't bother putting in a dead ticket or anything, so I have 15 other tunes.
There's a Legion thing where you have to open up the floor of Light Hope, and then you run into the stairs and you go down and all this stuff. And
I've run down there before, you just get thrown out.
Yeah, you just get thrown out. So it's like, I don't think that there's anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. And like I said, they were all green, so it wasn't even like in Nessingwary Camp where I accidentally targeted the yellow and he smacked me down. And I went following them. I was like the annoying little cousin following them around. Hey, 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 fight me. And it's just one of life's mysteries. So now there's going to be all these people out there trying to recreate it.
Nice.
Suicidal challenge awesome. Tunes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a really good weird. Point that you bring up. By doing the Tin Man, you've gotten further, and you're utilizing it by using as a scout, getting into the quests, and at least you can go, oh, I'm never doing that one again.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, yeah, that's good. I'm glad it's really working out well for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's reinforcing some of my thinking. Like, you know, when you look at something and you go, I don't know, should I do this? Well, I'll try it. No, I shouldn't do that. No, don't do that again.
Yeah, no.
But exactly. Like I say, she's had no deaths this week. And I played her every day.
Yay. Good. So, well done. That is awesome. Can't wait to hear your adventures as they continue in the future. So that's really exciting. So thank you for sharing all of that with us. It's just wonderful. So, alrighty.
We're not done. we've got two more. Listen, when there's this kind of a weirdness thing going on, questions just start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Two questions. And as he posts these, did you have a... Did you have a pet out that might have caused aggro?
She was Frosty Final. She was a mage. So she must have had her Voidwalker out. But like I say, I don't know who the Voidwalker would have aggroed, because I tried picking fights with everybody there.
Okay.
Because the water elementals only, you can't control.
Water elemental.
And you were
so
not PvP flagged?
So it's not like 40 where you can.
What was that, Stone?
And you were not PvP flagged? PvP
I don't
flagged?
Recall. No. I try to avoid that like the plague.
Yeah.
I don't know where I would have gotten it. But maybe I was, and maybe they unflagged me while I was dead, and that's why I couldn't pick a fight. I don't know. Because as soon as I came back, I went right back and tried to pick a fight. So if they unflag you for PvP, you know, less than 5 minutes, that could be.
And this was the guard that was right in the town, or like which one was it? Do you know?
I was right by the flight path. Like I literally meant to click on the flight master and I clicked on one of the guards that was wandering by. And I went and got all the ones who were right there. And then I wandered around a little bit further away to see if there was somebody who had like on a path, you know.
On a path, yeah.
I couldn't find them.
Okay. 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 I think I'm good.
All right. All right. You're good? Excellent. Excellent.
As the Frozen contest would say, let it go.
The rain never.
And that's been a show.
Anyway.
So we'll be on next week. At what time are we on next week? Because I'm done. That movie. Now you're gonna have that song in my head. Thank you.
That's hilarious. I love that movie. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the movie was okay. The song was okay once, then you hear it over and over again. And then you can sing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, get that sound out of your head, how about you tell us about what your week's been like, Stone?
Flip Table. Okay, so I, which is actually the name of my character. no, really. Yeah, because I'm done. I'm only playing hunters and night elves, and we're going till I get an iron, and that's it. So,
nice.
I finished Eastern Plaguelands. So basically, Let me take a drink. Laker Strong 6.5%. If you'd like to sponsor us, that'd be great. Amen. I finished Eastern Plaguelands. I am in the Wormrest Accord realm on the Alliance side in our official guild, which is the WoW Iron Man, all one word. And anybody can throw you an invite if you want to go. And they were giving me, you know, the tips on where to go at certain levels, right? So I'm like, okay, fair enough. Because I'm trying to push it as fast as I can. Because I feel like I have a personal deadline to meet. So after finishing Eastern Plaguelands, I didn't have any problems with Light's Hope Chapel. I think the only part I really felt worried about in Eastern Plaguelands was in the troll area up in the north, where if you run over the grave, troll.
Oh, yeah, I don't go there.
So I was being very, very careful, and I went through there okay, but just being very careful there. But otherwise, we went to Badlands, and you basically do that until the Cataclysm and Deathwing quests, and you'll hit level 47, which I did, and then I ran over to the Searing Gorge. And I completed the quests up until Thorium Point, which apparently there's no innkeeper there, so you can't set a hearthstone.
No. So you have to go to Iron Summit.
I was like, okay, well, oh well, I'm not going to do this anymore. So then I'm not going to set a hearth. And Died said, listen, the best way to go from there is then to go into Fellwood, but try not to go from the top, try not to go from the bottom, but instead go from Moon Glade and work your way down and grab every quest that you can get, and then when you have everything, then work your way back up. So that's what I did. I killed a few things on my way down, but everything was pretty easy, and I collected all the quests from the top down to the bottom, which, you know, that's how I like to work, top down. And so I'm at level 48 now and working my way up. And then the plan is to go Winter Springs, Swamp of Sorrows, and Blasted Lands, depending on how things go. So, but time's ticking.
So, I never thought of doing it that way. I always go to, and you know, the somewhere in Ashenvale and run up to the first spot and then run up again some more.
Well, I kind of liked doing it like that too, because now that I'm going through it, I know what quests I have to do and which areas as I'm going up,
And you have the flight points.
Yes.
Mm. That's really nice, because the way I do it, you have to run and run and ride and ride and ride and ride, ride and then ride to every flight point on your way up.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
But yeah, that was my, I played it, I played Flip Table, like, I don't know when it was, earlier this week, I think. Maybe Sunday, maybe Monday. I don't remember.
Mm.
It's just a blur, and it's what not because I've had booze. It's I can't keep days straight. I just know kids are not home. That must mean it's a week. That must mean it's a weekday, and kids are home. That means it's a weekend. So that's the only way I know.
My nephew posted on Twitter the other day. You know, for people who feel that the weekend goes too fast, I hate you. I can't remember Friday because he has two kids and his weekends are just like,
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
But yeah, that was my week for Iron Tunes. Iron Challengers, Iron Characters, my Irons, Flip Table.
Your Irons. Yep.
So.
Awesome.
Hmm.
Okay. I was playing it. Well, I'm not doing my. Okay, so Crystal says, you know, check your slash plate if you hit 60 on your hunter to see if you can beat the current time. You know, I think pretty much anybody could. I think it's possible to beat that time. It's just a matter of sitting there.
Mm.
So, it's just being able to sit. So, like, I do know that as you get higher, it takes longer, but you know, I wish Blizzard, like, can you, like, give us an option to, like, check something to say, yes, I want to show my slash played, or something like that. That would be great. You know, give players an option to let us check. That would be cool, because then we could do all kinds of things. All kinds of things. So, this is how we talk. So that was my week. Lita. Hi.
So before I get into my week, before I had asked Rogue Slayer about how to restore a character, I thought I'd go jump onto my account. My account via the website, not my Battle.net, not the app, right? And as you guys have been talking, I've been sitting here and I've been absolutely freaking out because I'm looking at my character sheet, and my character sheet comes up and it's my hunter. It's showing my hunter as being the one that is Keela. And I'm like, where's my warlock? And I'm looking at my Earthen Ring, so it shows up all my characters on Earthen Ring. My warlock's not there. Okay. I'm like, where the hell's my warlock?
Like your main?
So I'm trying not to freak out. I'm letting you guys talk, and I'm trying not to freak out. And I'm like, I don't know what's going in. So I log into the game. I logged into the game, and I'm like, if I log in, you guys are going to hear screaming of absolute pure terror. If something's happened, because I'm freaking out. Anyway, my warlock's there. I'm like, why is it not showing on the website? Why, in my character list that I'm logged into the website, that it's got every other tune, but it is not showing my warlock? Has anyone found this issue? Chat room, please let me know, because seriously, my priest is there.
Okay, hold on.
My hunter's there. My DK's there.
Which website? Our website or the World of Warcraft WoW? Marie said.
The World of Warcraft
It does happen once in a while.
Yeah, well, it should not happen. Look, it well, can it happen with an alt, but not happen with my main. Seriously, it's just like, Sorry, anyway.
If you log into the game, she's there, right?
Yeah, she's there. She is.
I'll see.
But seriously, I was checking my emails. I was like, did something come up that my account's compromised? Like, you know, I was sitting here just going, what is going on? Because I just had to share because I'm like, that's the most bizarre. I've never had that happen.
I'm picturing you like muted and panicking, you know, while we're talking.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was like hyperventilating. I'm amazed you didn't, you know, hear me going, what is going on? What is? Yeah. So anyway, woo. So let's get back to challenges. Anyway.
So other than that. Yes.
I did play an iron this week. I actually went over to Worm Rest Accord and started back on my little Night Elf Hunter that I've got over there into the guild. And she was level 27 when I left her. She's been sitting over there, you know, just gathering a little bit of rested, gathering a lot of rested, really. Just having a chill. And when I logged her in, she was in Duskwood. So I went, logged in, and I went, oh, no. Oh, no. You're not staying in Duskwood. Oh, no. You are going to move. We are not coming into any contact, any chance of Dark Riders. You are going. So I'm literally going, now, where should I take her? I was trying to think, going, okay, zone-wise, where do I go? Where do I go? Wetlands. Okay, let's go. Let's head through the wetlands because wetlands is good.
So, before you get to wetlands, have we heard of anybody actually having actual problems with the Dark Riders? Because I've ridden past them several times and I've never actually had an issue.
Yes, yes.
But so you just have to ride and don't touch them. If you touch them, they'll
go near. Don't go near them.
I've ridden right past them on the road. Like I was coming down from the tower and they were riding up the road and we just went our separate ways.
Wow. Oh. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've also run into them over at the Mist Manor Mist Mantle while I was turning in the ring, doing the ring quest, and I just rode past them.
Oh.
I guess it must be karma being getting me some points after my Light's Hope Chapel incident.
Yeah. Could be. Maybe. Okay.
So back to what?
Yeah. There's been a few really bad deaths from the Dark Riders, and that was purely through, you know, just zoning in, and they've just, you know, so it's not been good. So my whole thing is I'm Duskwood's out, like Duskwood now.
I love Duskwood.
I know, so do I, but I'm like, I'm not going to take a chance. So I thought, well, I can go back to, you know, go through wetlands and head up there, which is fine because I love wetlands.
Yep, wetlands is awesome.
Wetlands is awesome. So even though, you know, I'm 20, level 27, I was like, well, hang on, I'll go to the wetlands. And I look at my flight path and I'm like, yeah, I don't have a flight path. Okay, so I've got a flight path to Larkmoden. Right, we're going to go for a ride. That's, you know, that's fine. That's not a problem. We'll do that. So I headed into wetlands. I did the one, you know, where you've got to go kill the orcs on the way.
Yep.
And, I mean, the quest
checking in on the boys.
It wasn't a problem. There was a rare. And I kind of did it because I was like, I wonder if the rare's up. And just to give me a feel of, you know, I hadn't been on her for a little while. So I didn't want to kind of go gung-ho with her. I thought, well, by doing, a few green quests, it'll help me just, you know, make sure I've got my, not my abilities, but, you know, make sure that I feel like I'm right with her before I start to push her a bit further. So we did that. The rare was up. I was like, sweet. Didn't have any problems. Green quest, excellent. Move on to wetlands. Go to that first little encampment there. You know, killed the things in the water. Did that again. All green quests, which was fine. Just gave me enough to really was like, okay, I think I've got the hang. Let's move on to, you know, the next town near where the orcs are in the... where the dragon flies around.
The Green Warden's Grove.
That's it. And still, I was getting green quests, but I did get a couple of yellow quests. So I thought, well, I'll just keep, you know, I'll do these ones and we'll keep going. And then I got a quest to go up to how can I say this? Up to, I have mixed emotions about this place because as an alliance, it's a good place. As an alliance, they give you quests and they say, go kill these people and we're going to be nice and there's a vendor and you're like, yeah, okay. As a horde and you're flying low, you get one shot by a guard. So I ventured up to the little station that's right there before you're heading into Arathing.
Yep.
There's that little station of dwarfs and they're like, here, we want to give you stuff. And I'm like, you know, I could really hate you guys, but you're giving me quests. So, okay, we'll do them. So off I went, did that, done more. Thank you, Nisi. And that was fine. So got through all of that and did then the next one that takes you to the bridge. You know, I get a little bit antsy with that one, but the bridge and then, you know, all the people come out and you got to kill the captain or whatever his name is. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, all good. You know, pets on. But pet, you know, wasn't an issue. And I didn't finish. I didn't even go over to Menethil Harbor. I'm like, right, we're going into Arathi. So, I've into Arathi.
Right over it.
Yep. I'm like, let's just keep going. Because at that point, I'm really on green belly on yellow quest. So I'm like, yeah, well, let's just head into Arathi and we'll see, you know, see what we get. So I got over into Arathi, refuge point, you know, they're giving me a quest. And I'm like, yeah, some green, yellow, that's cool. I'm running around doing a few things. It's a bit Arathi on Alliance. I find it very hit and miss with quests. On Horde, there's like quests everywhere, but on Alliance, I'm like, yeah, there's one here, there's one there, like there's one in each corner of the damn map. And I'm like, really? Really? You couldn't just put them all together for me? Like, you know, so I can just be like, kill, and then turn everything in. No, gotta run over here, kill stuff, run over here. So I go and do the trolls, you know, over in the bottom right hand of the map. And do that. And that's, you know, again, mostly kind of green, but just kill, you're just mass murdering, really, you know. So part of me's kind of going, oh, sorry, little trolls, sorry. but there is so much. So it's good for XP because you're just killing and looting and being humanoids, you know, getting a bit of copper, getting a bit of silver. It's all good. So I dinged 28 before I went into Arathi. I got to Arathi. I'm 28. You know, it's all going quite well. Got to 29, got to 30, and I'm just running around. Went into, what's the big stone keep? No, what's it called? The big place.
Stromgard.
Thank you. Went in there, did a couple of things. Wasn't too bad. Mostly did the killing the stuff on. Didn't get to the ogres one. I was like, nah. They wanted to give me that boat one, stone, the one go down to the boat, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that one.
That's not bad. That one's fairly easy.
Yeah,
I'm like, I usually go a little crazy trying to find those stupid elven stones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once I'm in there, I have to find them.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, you know what? I'm going to skip that. So I ding 30 and I'm like, right, come on. We're going to Hinterlands. Hinterlands is going to give me heaps of quests. So I take on up to Hinterlands and start doing the quests in there, which was kind of cool. I walked into some sort of role play got there. I was like, you know, when you kind of, you like, first off, you go, oh, there's people. Sweet. That's, you know, that's really good because it's late afternoon for me. So it's some ridiculous time.
So it's the middle of the night. It's.
Yeah, exactly.
Hinterlands so after dark.
I normally don't expect to see, you know, on a US realm, I normally don't really expect to see a lot of action on my time. So I walk in and the other thing is they're wearing like white robes. So, which I know what your white robes look like. You know, I know what they are. So I know that they're not geared. They're actually dressed in, you know, some sort of role play. Okay. You know, one of them's wearing not the lovely red dress or anything like that, but it'll be something like maybe, you know, the what is it, the black silk robe or whatever. There's, you know, there's stuff tailors can make and that kind of thing that doesn't get equipped. You can just wear it. And normally for role players and that kind of thing, you know, you can, as a tailor, you can make some decent money off that kind of stuff. And it was like a female toon and a male toon, and they both had the same title. So they had their name and they both had the same title. So I'm kind of like, I took it like I didn't say anything, but it was kind of like, what have I walked into?
And just then
I
back out of the room slowly.
Yeah. And then they were obviously doing something. Say, they weren't expecting some little iron tune to come charging in, and I've just charged right past them. And they're probably going, oh, dear Lord, like, who is this person? You know, and I saw some say stuff that I was like, you know, it wasn't bad.
That's like what? Come on.
Well, they were. Give us they one. Must have been having like an argument. They must have been having an argument between a husband and wife. And oh the way I took it was the title that they had on. They both had the exact same title. So
what was
you
it?
Know, if I was like, I'm like, I can't remember, but. If I'm like leader of the insane, that's my title that I normally have. And say I've got a role-playing partner in the game and they might be, you know, Bruce the insane. Like you could say, well, that could be the link to having a husband-wife name. You know what I mean? Like the title becomes like the surname.
Sure.
That's how I took it. I don't know if it's right, but it was kind of like... Okay, I took it to be they're having an argument about something, and it was quite intense. Like the words that were said, like there was no swearing, there was nothing explicit or anything, but the words, and again, that's the interesting thing about seeing role players, how expressive that they use roles. So I'm kind of like standing there. I'm like clicking on the innkeeper going, give me my half. I need to move from here. I don't want to intrude on their little RP moments. I don't want to see anything. I just want to move. So it was kind of like, come on, let's go. And so I took off up and I got the quest and I'm like, right, I'm leaving everybody. And I was like, I waved goodbye. And I'm like, so it's just doing like a little, well, obviously you guys know I'm here and I know you're here, but I'll just do a little wave, like farewell. So they didn't say anything, but I was like, okay, I'm going to go kill wolves. I'm just going to, you know, go from there. But
I'm picturing on like a sitcom, you know, where people will sort of go into like their fantasy sequence vision of what it looks like. And they're actually in this place talking. And then this little third person comes running through. Hey, the record skip, you know, goes off and they're back in their basement, you know.
it was kind of cool, but it kind of felt. I felt a bit intrusive, you know, and it's nothing, like there was nothing, I didn't feel bad, but I kind of felt like I kind of encroached on their space and I didn't mean to. It was just like, I need quests and it's like, whoa. And
yeah, so, if they were standing by the innkeeper, I don't think they should have any expectation of privacy, you know. There's lots of little rooms in there they could go to.
Yeah, we just completely wasn't expecting, you know, to see that at that time. Obviously, it was, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is on, you know, US time.
This was at Airy Peak.
Airy Peak, yeah.
And yeah, where all the dwarves were. Were they both night elves?
No, they were both human.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously
they were running with some night elves.
There was no night elves around. It's but it was, yeah, it was just really interesting because it was the one thing I completely just was, you know, I was in my zone of, you know, iron, and I was like, okay, we're gonna go here, we're gonna go there. It's like, it was like you doing in the cartoons where you see, you know, like coyotes doing that pull up of screeching, you know, like, whoa, what did I, you know, whoa, what's going on, what's going on. So it was really kind of cool, but I got back into the questing and run around, and I did get a few rares. I didn't get too many on my whole journey. I wouldn't say excessively a lot, but I did get a few, and I ended up dinging 31 in hinterland, so I was still in rested. That was nice. All rested from 20 to 31.
Wow.
I logged out. I was like, I think I still had a couple of bubbles of rested. And I was like, you know, I could keep pushing it, but at that stage I had to go. Like, it was like, okay, I'm done. I've done, you know, what's that, 4 levels, 5 levels. I'm done. And I was going to go play a Bloodthirsty, but I think real life got in the way and it didn't happen. So I was really happy to get some levels on her. And again, I mean, you can just, as a hunter, you can just pull, you know, you can just pull those mobs. You can just chain pull to a degree, not, you know, don't go excessively gung-ho on it, but you can just stand there. When I was doing the trolls over in Arathi, you know, it's just like, pull one, start, you know, pull the next one before the other one's dead, and you just can get into that rhythm. It was really slightly terrifying from a horde lover's point of view, but at the same stage, it was just really, you know, it was cathartic. It's this whole killing digital pixels, you know, cathartic type of thing. So, so I was really happy with that. I didn't get time to do any Bloodthirsty. Real life's kind of been pretty intense this week, but I'm glad I got some levels on my iron. I was hoping to play my big girl, which I still want to sit down and play my level 61, but it's just, I've been so tired during the week nights that I'm like, I can't, you know, I need to be able to sit down her and not be tired. So I need to, you know, push myself at really trying to do her and get some levels on her now that, you know, good old Outland. But I will, I'm hoping to do that. Obviously not today because Mum's birthday and I've got lots of things I've got to do for her. So, but we'll see. But it's been a good week. So didn't kill anyone. Yay! Cool. Yay! That was nice.
That's a win.
It's okay though. I did die enough times on leader in Surama City the other night that I think I've allowed for all my challenge tunes to not lose any of them for at least the next 12 months. Because I don't know what I was doing in Surama City, but it was terrible. So, which is real. I mean, she's geared and everything, but it was like every time I like sneezed, I pulled like 6 mobs. So anyway, alrighty. So it looks like we've had good, relatively good weeks, and which is awesome. So yay. All right. Sorry.
Okay. Now for the news. Wait. I don't have to play the bumper. Rogue Slayer, would you mind doing the honors?
Now, live from Azeroth, news in the World of Warcraft with Stone and Lita.
Do 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 do.
I forgot the do do. There you go.
So, did you watch the Q&A on Thursday?
No.
Okay.
Nope. No. So, I was just late.
They basically
rely on you to pick out the relevant info.
Well, for us, really, the only thing that really matters is that it comes out March 7th. Patch 7.2 comes out March 28th. Nothing really to... Yeah, this is Tuesday / Wednesday for you guys. I don't know. Anyways. So,
nothing I've not much looked at to anything, see for us. So seriously, I have no idea.
Well, there's lots, I have notes in our other show notes, but nothing really for us to talk about on this show.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There is a new engine for doing a pet for... doing a pet battle in Wailing Caverns. I don't know where exactly it is, but I don't think it's really anything that we have to worry about, because generally irons don't really go in there anyways, so I don't really think that there's anything big.
Pretty exciting. New stuff's coming, and that'll keep us all busy on our mains, for a while.
So,
My mains are gathering dust.
I can't talk. Okay, so we had a mild coronary this week, where we saw that old world rares were actually getting scaled to your level,
and.
So basically, it came out that Old Muddle, which is a rare bear in Hinterlands, was going up to whoever's level was at it, right? So, and I even went with my main, and it was 110. It's like, oh, that's awesome. Leela actually sent me a couple tells and stuff and saying, well, these are just the Legion ones. So basically how it comes out is that any hunter pet that you could tame that was added in Legion will now scale to your level, and it's been like that since day one. So anything that was in before Legion dropped, you don't need to worry about, but it applies to not just bears. So there is actually a fox in Duskwood that also will scale as well.
Oh, the white fox?
The white one.
The spider saw?
Yeah. And so I found it, and it's 110. I think there is also a pet in the gnome area that you could possibly tame, because hunters can tame robot chickens, right? So, which is a great show. That one scales as well, I think. So basically, you don't really need to worry about it so much, because fighting rares at level is not huge for us now, because we have extra stuff and powers and all that stuff, right? So
I got killed by that bear, and he took me by surprise, and that might explains what happened, because I was above the level of everything else in the area, and then all of a sudden this bear is like rah, and I had to really fight him, and I died.
I mean you need to watch, but it's not like, I don't think that they're gonna one shot you. Okay, so it's not like it would have been before, where if you go in and you're like level 10 and you go fight a bear and he's like level 8 teen or something, then you're likely gonna die. But it's not like that now, so you should still watch out, but it's not as big of a deal as what we thought it was going to be. But
yeah, when I died, I think I would had just like ended up fighting like three wolves, and then this thing came along before I had time to heal myself, and it was like SWAT.
But honestly,
I'll just finish you off.
I think this is just a prelude. I think eventually we will have. I think eventually we will see other mobs match our level. And I think it's just a matter of time. Because I think Blizzard wants to... It's funny. I don't know if Blizzard wants to prolong your leveling experience However, I know that they want to make money off of it, right? And how they make money off of it is to make you play more. So it shouldn't be too easy to level up. So you would think that they would make that you would think that they would make mobs scale, right? And then if you really don't want to worry about leveling up, then you pay for a boost. So I think, you know, I kind of feel like they will eventually make all mobs go and do this. So that's just there's no real proof, but I've been thinking this since day one, since when they said that, when they announced it back at BlizzCon last year, where it's like, so you can fight in any different, as you know, region zone, and the mobs will match your level. Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's going to get rolled out. Yeah. Mm. And I think them leaving the mobs in Silithus, where they left the... Which mobs were they? The cult guys. Those ones will match your level too. However, so it doesn't matter what level you are. I think the minimum is 58, right? Because I think that's the minimum level for that zone.
Mm-hmm.
Or 56.
Yeah, I was over there this week with Iron Palavix after I rezzed her. I took her over there, and I did notice that not all of the cult members, like some of the cult members, she was like 61. Some of them were still 58, but I noticed there was ones here and there that were the same level as her. And it was really weird.
Yeah.
Thanks for explaining it.
Yeah, and they did say that they knew, and that's how it's, you know, and they said it was that they knew and that it's planned. So this is a test for them. And I'm pretty sure eventually we'll have to worry about that, which would actually just make it a little bit harder for us to level up now, which is not a bad thing. I don't think it makes things super, super hard, but I think it would be good for us, to be honest, because I think right now it's a little bit too easy to level up compared to how it was before. I'm not saying it's super easy, but I think it wouldn't be a bad thing to compensate for having specs and stuff, right?
Mm.
So, but okay. that's about it. So you don't need to worry. They're not doing it right now. I think that if they were to say, okay, now we're gonna do it for everything, they will say, like it won't just be like, hey guys, look at this, and then they'll be like, oh yeah, we forgot to say, oh yeah, so all the mobs are now gonna scale. No, I don't think they're gonna do that. So one day. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it. That's cool. All I have for news. There's some stuff happening next week, but
site news.
Well, no, hold on. Oh, well, no. There's some world event news that we have to announce next week. Never mind.
That's why I wasn't announcing anything.
Yep.
Okay. Site news. Whoa! What's been going on with the site?
Okay. So before the first thing that's on the notes, I did want to say that, you know, for anybody listening, that Lady Blanche had made a post onto our forums, and actually did reply just now, saying, so if you lose a tune off of our list, like if all of a sudden it's gone because Blizzard's side is does not show your tune, we actually run a job once a night, and we look for tunes that were gone, because we think sometimes they might come back. So you never know, right? So we always run a job, and if you see that it's back, just wait till that night is over, and it should come back up. And if it won't, then let me know, and I'll go have a look. But I have things in place to look for that kind of thing of people missing and then coming back and all that stuff, because we know things happen and Blizzard does the best they can. So, but I'm just trying to make sure that we're all good. It's been about a month almost. No, but it's been about 3 months. It's been about 3 months, right? It's been about a month. So we're not gonna say the details, right?
No, right, no details. Right. They gotta wait.
No details. Okay.
Gotta wait till next week.
Next week we will be announcing leveling Iron Man contest. Jesus Stone. That should be my next tune name.
You're gonna be a priest.
Yes. Jesus Stone.
Oh well, you could be a druid or a monk. Maybe.
No.
Pally?
I don't really picture Jesus as wielding a sword and shield and
warlock.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm baptized Catholic. Yeah. I mean, I don't practice or anything, but you know, anyways, so we are having a contest next week.
Which will start after the show
The show, and I actually have the code is set up. It's ready to go. I was ready once we finalize things, and basically Margathon will be coming back on.
New time.
No.
Yes.
Margathon will be coming on our show next week tell us what the contest will be. And
and we'll have a chat with him to find out what
he will. Yes, and because it's been like 3 months, so two basically Patreons get the details first. I think that's kind of like pay to play, man. So I can't really do that. But okay, so what I can say about the contest is that I think the prize.
There is a prize. We're giving away one prize.
Do you want me to say what it is or no?
No. They can wait till next week. No, but there is one prize.
Well, if they're looking, then they'll be able to see what it is.
Yeah. Yes. Need to wait till next week. Okay. Yeah.
Tune in.
So that's exciting contest. Stone. You're me. Again. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea what we're doing, but awesome!
Didn't I beat you last time? I think I'm up 2-1
on you, right? Excuse me, we're 1-1. Thank you very much. But my tune did not die. The mage did not die. You died and rolled again, and then you beat me on with the second mage.
Right, I died in the pally one, right?
I won the first time
because I got higher because I died. And
died.
Yes. Right. No. And
I
then
just played and lived.
The last one.
And the second time, the mage, the frozen contest, you were leveling, gotcha. Died. I was leveling, you rolled another one, and then you leveled past me.
Yeah. So I have lots of levels.
We're one each. One. Okay. Thank you. We're even.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to beat you.
I'm staying out of this. I feel like I've wandered into Airy Peak.
Exactly. It's just friendly competition. That's all.
Let me go find my white robe. Hold on. Or actually, I don't even need a white robe. I'll just open up my shirt and you'll just get the white glare of.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Can we PG Stone? PG. Okay.
Not while I'm drinking.
All right. Anyway, let's go on to the state of the challenges for this week. So, Rogue Slayer, take it away.
We have for Irons, Delissa, 78, Belifkov, 80, 73, 82, Never Died, PRT, 85, Iron Panzik, 87, RIP. Zyamunk 91 RIP. So sorry. Bazda 92. Asylum 93. Aspire Kalito 94 and 8-100.
Gretch. Nice.
Grats and condolences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love 91. When they've got numbers. 73 is 82. 82. 8 is 100. That's awesome. Well done, guys. Well done. Very well done. Commiserations, of course. All right, let's go on to the blood. So bloods this week is Darrow Blood hit 33. Soul Shot hit 34. Soul Shield hit 38. Conjured Soul hit 40. Zion Blood is 46. Kill Stuff Frog hit 51. Genetics is 51. Bent Grinder hit 61. Vadum 67. And Bent Grinder hit 76.
Nice.
Well done, Bloodthirsties. Woo! Woo.
And Pacifists, we have Hurry Up 43. Harmless 45. High Five 48. Organ Grinder 55. Snuffle Tips 65. Huey Hamster 65. Ferelian 67. Flower Child 69. Serenella 86. And Inapt Iron 89. Wow. Woo!
Run Pacifist.
I'm nowhere near there yet. There's no way I'd be able to do that.
I have pacifists in the 40s.
There's no way.
Well done. Well done, guys. That's
so
awesome.
Tins. We have Tinks at level 54, Scriffinades at level 61, Iron Palavix, I don't know, level 62, and I see that they're added to our list this week, and they're new on our list this week with two
deaths
already. I don't know who that is, but good luck with that.
I don't know.
Iron Cowman, nice, was added to our list at level 65, died once. Trickster is level 65, hasn't died yet. Awain is level 65. Awain is actually, he's got an iron. He actually was our newest iron. I guess he's rolled a new tin. Level 65 has not died yet. Bastur has hit level 71. Anabolic has hit level 71, also with no deaths. Iron Sylvia is level 72, died once, so she's up to two deaths. And Iron Capper is like level 95, but like 12 deaths, like, you know, like
12 deaths, and she embraces everyone.
Nice, well done though, Rogue Slayer 95.
And I am playing my tins just like iron, so just with the basic iron gear and all that stuff.
Cool,
nice.
Speed to 60. So basically, I said I wouldn't read the list out every week unless we had a change to our top 10. Well, we have a change to our top 10. So number one is still Fancy at 16 hours. Number two is I love it, Dukin. is about 20 hours. And new at number three is Sankteta at one. Day 18 hours, 54 second, 54 minutes and 3 seconds. That should actually be an M, but
I was looking at that.
So that basically bumps everybody else down. So Shitelli is now in fourth at 1 day 20 hours, 23 minutes and 50 seconds. Fifth is Never Died Shaw. Sixth is Ironwood, and that's translated from Russian, and I would not be able to pronounce it in Russian because I don't know how to pronounce Cyrillic. I can't read it, and I don't want to butcher it.
I learned a little bit of how to learn Cyrillic, and then I decided to stop learning that because it was making my head hurt.
Oh.
You don't need your head to hurt.
So number seven is Love and Peace. Number eight is Iron Nubis. Number nine is No Milk Today. And number 10 is Lucy Lynn. So, grats to Sankteta for breaking our top 10. That's awesome.
Oh, well done.
Nice.
Good job, people.
Oh, that's some speedy leveling.
Yeah.
That is. That's awesome. So, listen, well done for those that are going for it, you know.
If we can get / plate info, I would use that. I would use anything I can. But
yeah, awesome. Well, everyone's done. I mean, the irons were a little bit off their games this week with a couple of deaths, but everyone else, the Bloods, the Pacifists, and the Tins, really doing fantastically. So well done, everyone.
Yeah,
And go, go Irons. Go, go all you Irons. So
rock in the house. So
have a good week, everyone, this week. Yeah. All right. Let's go on to chit chat. So this is where you can ask us anything, questions, share tips, tricks, and all those fun stuff. So first one.
And I have an idea for a bumper for chit chat. So now I've put it on the table. So now I have to do it. Okay. That's why I said
it. Okay. Oh. Okay.
All right. So Twitter, on Twitter, Disco Layla says, are you allowed to be in a party if you are doing the Ironman or get summoned?
No. I mean, nope. There was, we saw one person ask if they could get a summon because they deleted their Hearthstone. And if you go do the character moving thing, it will actually kill your tune. And I think we said, well, it's okay, but don't do it again because you're not supposed to. And I think they were caught in like some rocks or mountains or hills or some little thing like that where they could not actually move out.
Wow.
But
that sounds like poor planning.
Why would you delete? Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Don't delete your Hearthstone.
Yeah. But don't do it. So the answer is no.
Yeah. Otherwise, normally you just go talk back to an innkeeper and they'll give you another one. But if you're stuck, somewhere, then, you know, physically, yeah, that would be a bit of a problem. So, not cool. Okay, we got a question from Discord. Yes. So Vika de Groot asks, the specs are allowed? Question mark? Well, I don't know. There's a lot of debate. There's
I posted
lot,
this in chat, you know, too, just to find out if Azzy knew.
Yeah, Azzy. I'm waiting to see because, you know, as he might have the answer, but specs are allowed. Yes.
Just not
absolutely.
Talents.
No talents, but specs. You can. We are, Mazzy. We are. But yes, you can change specs. It is okay. It is okay. But people ask. That's right. So, yes, specs are okay.
Okay.
All right.
So next we have an email from Robert P. So I was doing an Ironman challenge as a hunter on Arathor EU named Orisai. I died at 27, then deleted the character to use the name again. So I created a Night Elf priest with the same name, and I guess something went wrong with the updates of the characters because my priest was listed amongst the challengers, but now the website only lists my deleted hunter, and I can't add my priest because it says the character is dead. Can you help me with this issue, please? Thanks in advance, smiley face.
So we've had this before, but I put these on because we might get new people.
Sure.
That hear our show and that haven't heard our past ones, so... this is an issue that happens if you use if you have a tune, delete it and re-roll a new character with the exact same name. The Blizzard info won't get changed until the next day. The info on the Blizzard website will be fine, but the info that we grab will not. It will be the older stuff for some reason. So I assume they have nightly jobs that run and all this stuff. And so generally you have to wait the next day and then everything will be fine. And then you can add your tune and everything will be good. And if not, I've seen it in some cases where things were broken and Blizzard had to go fix it, but we had to actually let them know. So sometimes they don't know. And if it takes more than 24 hours, I would say then let me know. And then we can go make a ticket with Blizzard to say, hey, what's going on? So that's it.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Okay, Facebook. I had a conversation with this fellow, Braden C. Basically, it comes out to that I kind of cut everything out and paste, did it all into one thing. I started the Iron Man challenge last Saturday. I made 5 episodes so far. Does my playlist need to be finished before I send you the URL? So what he means is, you know, because we have a page where we show people's playlists of them playing on their irons, and you, as long as you give me a playlist, I will put that up. You don't need to be done. It just needs to point to a Iron Man playlist. I go through it once in a while and check to find any links that are, you know, changed or dead or something like that. And I will, and I will get rid of the ones that are no longer iron. You just send me a playlist link, not the link to the first video, because I don't want to have a big long list of just one person. So I'd rather have just a playlist, and that's something that you can do on your side. So I just need the playlist URL, and that's it. And I will add you to our page for sure. I do it for anybody. Anybody that wants it.
Come on down.
Come on. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Cool. All right. On Twitter, Azzy says, tip for the show, 93 went to Dread Wastes. The quests give 13,700 XP, as much as Warlords of Draenor quests, but 1-2 shot mobs on a hunter. Nice tip.
That is very good to know. Very, very good to know.
I think I might take Iron Capper over there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she'll stay at 12 quests, 12 deaths.
Yeah.
I was just about to say it.
I do still have my boxing gloves here.
Yeah. Thank you, Azzy, for that tip. That's really helpful for us to know that. So thank you. All right. So chat room, Tuli says, now I don't stone. I have no idea what he's talking about. So do you want to
put this in here? Say about this? Basically, we were, I believe, talking about Rogue Slayer could not release her tune.
Yeah, so Iron Capper was face down in the mud after getting killed and getting a crunchy
Right. Okay. Yep.
So repop me.
In brackets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you type in /run repop me on the command line, it should release you, which I had no idea, which is really cool.
Oh.
So.
Yep.
And
alrighty then.
I think we should add that to the show notes that should get shown for the podcast later.
Yep.
Because that's
and we will.
That's
tip,
amazing.
Don't hit escape when you're coming back from dying.
Mm-hmm.
Then you won't get into the fix in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. Two good tips.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Okay. Am I taking this or are you taking this, Joan?
It isn't color coded. Okay,
because someone didn't color code.
It's grabs. We'll just all read it at once.
I will bring it in because I want to bring this in, but somebody else read it because I'm apparently my whole life I've been having a speech issue, which today is, I can't swear, but anyways, it's frustrating. Basically, we had a new person come and support us and listen to the show last week and thought that when we did this joke that it was the funniest thing ever.
Nice.
So I'm just, you know, so they asked if, you know, we could make this like happen every week. And I said, okay, well, I'll see what I can do. I can't promise you yes, but I will try. So basically they've asked for Rogues Dirt to do a pun of the week. Puns, they're funny, but he graciously said yes, that he would give me one this week. So if he can't get me one every week, you know, cause you know, he's got real life stuff, right? And sometimes these things are hard, right? And as he just flipped the table, OMFG, I'm out. Yep.
Azzy's out. Bye,
Azzy. Wait, in case, Joker, because you worry I'm about coming it. With you. So he sent us this one this week.
Okay. All right. I love Stir's jokes, so I'm going to read it because, Stir, you're awesome. All right. So I'm playing my Iron Druid the other day, and a stranger in Stormwind noticed I was an Iron Challenger. They whispered, "Good luck, and may you never be mistaken for a hunter pet."
No.
Stir, I shake my head at you, but... I'm nodding and shaking at the same time. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Stu.
I'm glad we don't have placards that you know, like those placards that you hand up with a number on them, like they do it like they're diving, you know, because I can see both of you would be going one, and I'm sitting over here going, it's an eight.
Oh, there's always that one judge who's like from the same country, you know.
It's actually funny. I was doing PvP and I was in Warsong, and actually
you're
I think
doing
I
PvP while
well not with an
not
iron
right now,
but, no no but right but with but with okay. but with my but with my main and I was in Warsong Gulch or something and I was killing. You change it. I'm still gonna say it. I don't care. So anyway. Because I'm watching it. I'm watching you type. I'm watching her type in the show notes as we're talking. Okay, so...
Just keep going on with your
actually, thought. I actually got confused with a hunter's pet and actually a druid. Because the hunter named his pet, right? And I don't know. I just... And I'm killing this pet. And I'm like, this... What the hell? No! What am I doing? Kill a... Stupid... Anyway, so I actually did get confused.
Aprilian had something like that. She was playing, and she couldn't understand why this druid was following her all around. And it was one of her alts was, a druid was following her.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. I remember that. Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious. I think she was,
Spanky,
she was doing it for,
thing.
Like, a good 5-10 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Wasn't
it? He's like, God, I think
like,
it was longer than that.
Why is her own tune.
Okay, so this is the part I want to thank everybody that supports us through Patreon. Basically, if you support us with $5 or more a month, I'm going to say it really quietly, we will read your name on the air so that, because, you know, it really does help. Really, it does. This week, our... high five list. I don't know what I want to call it. It's the thank you so much list. The
show me the money.
No.
That's like the total opposite. You're like $5.
No.
That's hilarious, though.
Azzy, awesome trousers. Bart, Danny, Gotrick. Yeah. Lisanne. Mike H, Pandora, and new this week is a person by the name Cell. Thank you all so much. It really does help. Thank you very, very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I was thinking there might be other Patreon stuff I might want to say, but not yet.
Okay. So, I haven't talked to you about it yet. So, you should know first.
Yeah, that would be good, Star.
Yeah.
Don't make me flip tables live on the show.
We're about to get a visit from Bob. Get out of here, buddy. So our next show will be Saturday, April the 1st. It is not a joke. 7 p.m. No, April Fool's ends at noon. So,
what?
Yes, that's how it is here. That's how it is up here. April Fool's ends at noon.
No, that's okay.
And I'm pushing Bob away because he's trying to jump up here. I know he wants to jump.
Let him on up.
No.
Let him up. Okay. He's getting so big.
Yeah, he's huge.
I've seen mine go cruising through a couple of times on the camera.
What are we going to do? And we go, boop. See ya.
And we go, ban.
Harassment. See ya. Sure.
Thank you.
Basically, the next show will be Saturday, April the 1st at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time, which is Sunday, April the 2nd, 9 a.m. Queensland time, which is 10 a.m. Australian Eastern time, and back to 1 a.m. Central European time, because they're changing very soon, Julie says. So, I wish that, I heard a
rumor that where I live, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is debating getting rid of daylight savings time, and that's just going to it's going to make us like Indiana and Arizona, where you're like in step part of the time and out of step part of the time.
But it might get things going towards not doing it anymore, because we don't need this thing. We really don't. It's silly. So next week we will have Margathon will be on, which we haven't seen him for like three months. Middle of January, January 21.
No.
Something like that.
Cool.
Very
cool.
So he'll be back on, and we'll be talking with him. And, my wife is saying, is it time to go eat now? So I've got to let them out of the basement. I've got to let her out of the basement. Man, I really hope nothing bad happens, because they can use this as like proof that bad things happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Margathon will be back on, which will be great, and we'll be talking with him about what he's been up to, because I know he's been doing leveling irons as well, so and all that stuff. And Rogue Slayer, thank you for coming on, and
thank you for having me.
And we'll get you in a little bit.
Back on.
We appreciate, and thank you for sharing all your stories and that. It's been lovely hearing what you've been up to. So if you want to let everyone know where they can find you and get in contact with you, please.
Yes, they can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Rogueslayer1. Tumblr is rogueslayer1.tumblr.com. And then weekly segments on Control.WoW mostly, except this week the time changed and I didn't see it until it was too late. So we'll just have double fun next week.
Yay! Okay. Excellent. All right. So, and we will have the links up on the website. I'll have them up there. So, awesome. Okay, now where you can find us, we are at wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, you can send us an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We are on Twitter. Stone loves it when I said that. At WoW Challenges, as well as we've got a Discord server. Just check the link on WoW Challenges. Okay, we're on Facebook at facebook.com/WoW Challenges. And we have a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/WoW Challenges 1. So if you want to check out Stone's exasperated look whenever I say that, about the Discord server. Yeah,
no,
there it is.
It's not just a Discord server. It's the number one at the end of our YouTube channel. Yeah. I can't stand it. It drives me nuts. I think Lita should say the Discord thing.
No. Anyway, remember.
Wait. The Discord is GG Oxo Subwoxter.
Yes.
Nice. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Yes. That is awesome. See, there is a, can you please soundbite that? We're going to do that for Rogue Slayer every week because that was good.
Okay.
I'm so doing that. Okay. Okay. All right. Don't forget, come catch us live every week at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, which I'm grasping your stones. Or stone. Grasping your one stone. I don't know which one. Whichever one you want me to grasp, that's the one I'm grasping. As well as co-hosting with Lita on the show about our adventures in Azeroth called Adventures in Azeroth.
Yeah, for something different. Wow. That's right. Awesome. Okay, where you can find me, I am on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LEETAWOW. And I have Behind the Avatar show, as well as, of course, Adventures in Azeroth. Okay, well, thank you to Mark Conan, as always, for our awesome intro. You know, every time I hear that, it makes me giggle, especially when he does the pacifist. That pacifist makes me giggle. So Mark Conan, it is so cute.
I like the bloodthirsty.
It is good. So check Mark Conan out. He is up Mark Conan. Wow. And don't forget, he is part of the awesome, awesome team at Torrent Think Tank with Jules. Cool. All righty. Well, thank you, chat room. Again, mostly everyone's been good. We've had a couple of twit heads. Well, I'd say one twit head. Anyway.
That person should roll an iron and actually, you know, do something with their life. You know, just yeah. Saying.
As if they would even, they just, it'd be too hardcore for them, I'm sure. But anyway, thank you, chat room. Good luck, everyone. There was something I was going to mention.
What?
Stir did say to Azzy, next week, Azzy needs to bring the Aussie joke to the table.
Oh, man.
Because Azzy doesn't like the Stir joke.
Well.
So, you know what?
It's a pun.
That is a damn good idea.
It's not a joke. It's a pun.
It doesn't matter. I want something Aussie themed from Azzy next week. Just putting it out there. Come on, Azzy. You can do it.
Wow. I didn't really see how that was a pun. I have to confess.
Yeah.
This is a pun. How does NASA put together a party? They plan it. That's a pun.
They plan it. Oh. I'm giving you a 6, Rogue Slayer. I'm giving myself a 10 for saying that.
For saying it. Nice. 10 for execution.
Yeah. Nice.
On that note,
that's exactly right. All right. Everybody say goodbye. Bye, chat room. Have a good week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Pun safe.
Oh.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.